I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth meets a local dairy cow.
Ivy is a 1,200-pound Jersey cow. She lives at Circleback Farm in Yarmouthport with owners Don Chapin and his wife Tanya Denault. Today, Ivy's standing outside at the Wellfleet Audubon Sanctuary where there's a crowd gathered. They're here to learn the basics of keeping a cow for milking. Tanya starts by wiping down the udder and doing something called fore stripping.
So a couple of squirts on all four teats.
And you're clearing that canal because they say bacteria can swim but it can't walk. So it can work its way up that teat opening. So you strip that out. That's fore stripping.
With the teats clean, Tanya grabs a stainless steel pail and settles in to do the milking.
This cow will give us about a gallon and a half tonight, probably. It's going to change based on a couple of factors. It changes depending on when it is in their lactation, but also if it's real cold, they might be burning that energy to stay warm. They might be using it to move around an area. They might be putting that energy into a calf that they're growing inside, or they might be producing milk. So it's going to vary dependent on a lot of factors.
Don and Tanya own three other milk cows besides Ivy. For the past few years, they've been working toward opening a micro dairy, a small-scale operation that can produce enough milk for roughly 40 local families. In the meantime, they're learning the best ways to keep their cows productive.
They will produce milk to meet demand. That's why commercial farms pull the calf off right away, because a brand new calf cannot possibly take all the milk that the cow is capable of producing. So they want to maximize what they get. So they want to start her off on day one. And they actually look at how many pounds, or you could say gallons, they get per lactation as a rating on whether they continue to breed that cow.
Right now, Don and Tanya don't take any milk from the mothers until their calves are about 3 or 4 months old. But as they move toward getting certified to sell their milk, they're thinking of changing that.
We may try on our next calf. We may start milking right away and either leave a certain amount of the milk for the calf or leave one or two teats for the calf. So it's kind of, those are all management decisions, basically, and it's based on what you feel is best for the cow and how it works for that individual animal.
There are all kinds of decisions like this in dairy. Take hay, for example. The more you milk a cow, the more she needs to eat.
You start looking at hay. A bale of hay, which is 60 pounds, a square bale, is about $8.50 for good quality hay on the Cape. So now if you're going through about $6 a day, now you're talking about $180 a month, call it $200 a month, in hay just for one cow.
It adds up fast. To get the cost down, Don and Tanya feed their girls some haylage. Basically, hay that's been compressed and fermented, which is higher in protein and cheaper than regular hay. One thing they've decided against is giving the cows corn.
It's really about the science of what goes on inside their rumen. Because they don't actually digest their food. There's a colony of microbes in their system that breaks down the food into nutrients that they can assimilate. The corn throws off the acid balance of the rumen. When they're asked to digest things they're not designed to digest, it throws off the acid balance. It affects their immune system. And that's why you hear so much about antibiotics in cows in short lifespans.
The average commercial dairy cow in the United States produces milk for only 3 to 4 years, despite the fact that many cows are capable of 10 lactation cycles and can live to be 19 or 20. Don and Tanya hope to keep their cows well into their teens. So after every milking, they take precautions to keep them healthy.
So I got to do the post care, which is just as critical as the pre-care, to make sure that teat opening closes up without any infection again. So we basically make sure that skin is always well lubricated, well cared for, never dry. Drying leads to chap, chap leads to scratches, scratches leads to an opening.
In exchange for all this care, Don and Tanya's four cows give them plenty of milk, and soon they hope to have enough to supply 40 families. The last commercial dairy on Cape Cod closed in 1971. Over 40 years later, Don Chapin and Tanya Denault are hoping to get certified and open the next one. They think by June. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can learn more about the breeds of cows Don Chapin and Tanya Renault are raising in Yarmouthport on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find out more about the history of dairy farms on the Cape. Also online, you can find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.